Okay, everything I am about to tell you, I tell you for a good reason. Just keep that in mind. I tell you that today, it was about 73 degrees here in Los Angeles with mostly sunny skies and a view so clear you could see the Hollywood sign from more than a mile away. It was so sunny that my cat melted into this warm pool of fur and fell asleep and left me in peace for the whole day. It was so pleasant outside, so free of snow and chilblains and frozen water pipes that I felt I just had to tell you all about it. Now, before you start tweeting me from Kalamazoo telling me to stop rubbing it in, know that I am not silently cackling into my third glass of wine at your sad state. I am absolutely not in any way deep inside smirking, thinking about the three fleece-lined deer stalkers you have to listen to this podcast through. No, I'm not. Okay, anything and everything I tell you on this show is in the spirit of learning, of knowledge, you see. Don't you want to know what kind of weather the celebrities are enjoying right now? Isn't that why you listen to me every week to learn about the stars and what's going on with them and how they live? Good, because now that the holidays are over, I have a jam-packed new podcast for you, the first Femme Fatale of the new year. At my feet is, of course, Baby Vegas.
Hello.
Ready to read aloud the questions you've sent me via Facebook and email and Twitter. Say hello again, Baby Vegas.
Hello again.
And you two, you've thawed out and you've come back, right?
I actually haven't left since Thanksgiving, thank God.
Oh, okay. Well, good. So you can laugh with me. Now, as for exactly what I have for you, listener, oh, it's good.
Oh, it's good.
For example, did you know that if you're a celebrity personal assistant, you're already starting to think about your clients' holiday gifts for 2014? Yes. I found a celebrity personal assistant who did that kind of work for more than 25 years, and she's going to dish on exactly how stars do their holiday shopping, or rather, how stars tell their assistants to do it starting in January. Also, sharp-eyed listener has noticed that a particular TV prop keeps popping up on the biggest shows on television. Almost the exact same prop from the 80s is still to this day showing up in current series.
Ooh.
And we'll tell you what it is and why that is with the help of one of the biggest names in the Hollywood props business, plus a serious bangaroo of a blind item featuring a sticky-fingered comedic actor and, should Baby Vegas choose to accept the challenge, a cage match. But first, let's get to our VIP interview. For most of us, the gifting season just ended. For a celebrity personal assistant, it never really goes away. If you want to know what it's really like to gift shop like a celebrity, my next interview is for you. Bonnie Lo Cramon was an assistant to the Oscar-winning actress Olympia Dukakis for more than 25 years. She's written a book about being a personal assistant, and I recently interviewed her on this topic. One note before we start. For those of you with MP4 capability, we will be showing samples of gifts wrapped by Kate's Papery in New York. It's the go-to gift wrapping service for celebrities, and they sell ribbon that costs $80 a yard. Anyway, let's get to it. Bonnie Lo Cramon, welcome to the Femme Fatale podcast.
Thank you. I am Bonnie Lo Cramon, author of Be the Ultimate Assistant. And for 25 years, I worked as the personal assistant to actress and Oscar winner Olympia Dukakis and her husband, Louis Zorich. So I have bought a few hundred gifts in my time.
Good Lord. And survived.
Yeah. Oh, boy. With a few bruises along the way, but survived. Yes.
I'm glad you're still upright and able to speak and taking nourishment. Yeah. So tell me a little bit about how a celebrity does his or her holiday shopping. Does most of that fall to the assistant, i.e. you?
Most celebrities have a lot of people in their lives, and the gift buying does fall to the assistant. And not only for Christmas or Hanukkah, it's also for birthdays and other special occasions. So it sure is easier now in 2013 than when I first started, which of course was pre-internet, and now with Amazon Prime and free shipping and, you know, the ability to do major shopping from the, you know, the comfort of your own home makes it, you know, a whole lot easier than it was.
So how big for an A-lister, say, or, you know, an yeah. Oscar winner, like
sure.
your former client, how long is the gift list for the holidays? How many, you know, dozens?
You know, if there are a certain number of kids, then each of them are getting, you know, 10 presents each, and, you know, they try to be fair. So let's have the value of all of that add up to X number of dollars. But the list itself could, for gifts, could be 100, 125. That's not unusual. And of course, they vary in value. But Christmas cards, holiday cards for so many celebrity A-listers, it could be 200, 300, 400 cards that go out. Absolutely. That's normal.
Other than my immediate family, my children, my spouse, my parents.
Right.
Who gets the most expensive gifts, and what kind of gifts are we talking about?
Well, I think the assistants get very nice gifts if they have, if they're your pretty typical right arm to a celebrity. In my book, I write about, some assistants have received cars and, a Christmas bonus of, $4,000, $5,000, and different amounts underneath that too. But trips, and here's the thing about the gifts, so the assistant gets a great gift, but so does typically an agent, a publicist, a manager, sometimes the lawyer. It's that kind of, the circle, the inner circle for a celebrity's life typically get very nice presents.
So when you're saying a very nice present, is that like a bottle of wine nice present? Is that a trip to Fiji nice present? There's difference.
It really does vary. And here's the key. It's about customization. That, to give someone $2,000 worth of fine wine is great if they're a total wine connoisseur, as opposed to someone who is a teetotaler. So it's often up to the assistant to help ferret out the appropriate presents for these very important people. Gifts that really will, touch their heart, and a collector's edition of a favorite author, for example, or a signed copy, of a script that is really near and dear to the person's heart. So it's that kind of thing. It's about, the spa day for the person who would really enjoy the massage and the facial and the manicure, and you can have it be $1,000, value or, give or take. The value varies. It's often about the personalization of it. And sometimes gifts are actually personalized. There's one celebrity in New York City who is really at one end of the spectrum when it comes to gift giving. She just loves gift giving, and therefore in her apartment, she has a wrapping room, a room which is designed with a high table so that it's really, think Macy's kind of thing.
The assistant can wrap all day long.
Well, theoretically.
Because she doesn't do her own wrapping, right?
Well, sometimes the celebrities typically, as a rule, they don't do their own wrapping. But this particular celebrity also enjoyed one year giving personalized bottles of wine. So very fine wine, but the labels were personalized for each person who was receiving the gift. So it's to this person from her. So it's like that. And sometimes it's engraved gifts with the person's name on it. And so that takes a little bit extra time. And so what it's also important to note is that celebrity assistants are often gift buying all year round. It's not that everything just begins in October, because it doesn't. They're on the search for great gifts all year round.
So how on earth do you keep track of what you're buying all year round?
Right. Thank goodness for Excel spreadsheets, which are a great way to keep track. And not only, what was given, but the value, where it was given from, and who what the store was, what the phone numbers are, because it's very possible that the celebrity may want to go back to that vendor next year for, let's see her latest designs in silk scarves. You know what I mean? In my case, we had Christmas meetings happening in you know, August, September.
Meetings.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Meetings.
You have a meeting.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Definitely. To organize it all, to organize cards, to organize, you know, who, what's the genre of things that we want to do for this grandchild this year? You know what I mean? So it's about, okay, let's do music or let's do tech stuff. And then of course there's corporate gifts. You know, you sometimes, on a, if you're talking about a movie actor or actress and they're shooting, they've shot several films that year, they may want to do a gift that would go to some of the key people who worked on that film. You know, not only the other actors or actresses, but you know, the hair people, the costume people, you know, so the, that's why the list can often get into, you know, 100, 200 people, depending upon how enthusiastic a celebrity is about what's happened that year.
So even when it comes to children and grandchildren, the assistant is helping to buy the presents.
Definitely. Definitely. I read this piece about what I'm about to tell you. Nora Ephron, the writer who passed away fairly recently, she used to give the gift of orange. She would ask the person who she wanted to give a gift to, you know, what's your favorite fruit? Is it orange, lemons, or limes? And they would tell her, and then what would show up would be a landscaper who was going to plant that tree at their home.
Shut the front door.
Isn't that a great story? I love that. I love that she did that. You know, what a show of love, because whenever, you know, this would bear fruit, of course, and this is a way that she could be remembered by her friends. And
oh my God, I'm fanning my eyes. That's just so sad.
I just love it. Oh, it was just so thoughtful. And then, of course, other celebrities do charity giving. You know, there's a favorite charity that they have. And so they'll give gifts. They'll give a large donation to the charity and then, you know, just do specialized cards, you know, that a gift was given in your name. I'm sure you've received those. Right? No?
Yes, of course.
I'm sure you have. You know, whether it's a pet charity.
Oh, sure.
You know, there are hundreds and hundreds of choices there. But so it's a whole new world when it comes to gift giving. And thank goodness for the internet, because it's made it so much easier.
Now, the final question I have is, I understand that gift wrapping is its own thing.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yes.
Go ahead and talk about that. And then I'll tell you what I learned, too, based on the sources that you gave me.
There are stores in New York City and people who specialize in gift wrapping, and those presents are delivered to the gift wrapper. I don't really know that they come into your space because they like their own supplies, of course. You know, they'll get some guidance or they'll just be told, make these gorgeous, so that the presentation is really specialized. And so that puts the pressure on the assistant to not only have delivery of the gifts to the gift wrapper, but then have them very clearly marked who's getting it. Because
yes.
Once it's wrapped, there's no, you're like shaking it, some doesn't often work. So
oh no, I don't even want to think about that.
Again, it's an organizational challenge for the assistant. And mind you, your other work in December does not stop because it's Christmas. You know, oftentimes December is pretty much, for most assistants, the very busiest month of the year.
You know, I called Kate's Papery upon your recommendation. They were thrilled, by the way, to have the recommendation. And they do, like, as you told me, they do a lot of gift wrapping for celebrities and on behalf of celebrities. And they say, by the way, they are available hourly if you want them to come to you.
Okay. So they'll bring all their stuff.
They'll bring all their stuff. But also, get this, they have materials that are the most luxurious materials for wrapping I've ever heard
right.
of. $80 yeah. a yard, pure silk ribbons.
Right.
Which is, they said, that's just like nothing. Like, that's what celebrities want. And they say there are like wrapping papers that are maybe poster size that are $20 each. And a celebrity doesn't care if it takes four of them to wrap the gift.
Right.
So it could cost hundreds of dollars just to wrap the gift. They'll wrap a Vespa for you.
Yeah. If you want it, you know, the old saying is sometimes you just have to throw money at it.
Bonnie Lowe Kramen, tell them where they can find your book.
Well, Amazon.com, the miracle of the internet, Be the Ultimate Assistant. The subtitle is A Celebrity Assistant's Secrets to Working with Any High-Powered Employer. So please check it out on Amazon.com. And my website is BeTheUltimateAssistant.com.
And we're back, baby Vegas. Shall we step into a cage match?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right, do you want to step into the flame first? Do we even need to explain what those are still? Do people know by now?
Do we? I think they should.
They should. Basically, we go at it in an imaginary cage match, and our weapons of choice are whatever celebrity sightings we've had for the past week. And the rule is I always win because my sound engineer is my husband, and he's the judge, and he lets me win. But we pretend.
It's very biased, but it's always
for the
fun.
Sake of the children. So go ahead. What is your cage match this week?
Okay, so I was at Starbucks on Melrose and Stanley, for those of you that have a concept of L.A., just yesterday, actually. And I was out there enjoying the beautiful sun while you were all freezing away. And I was waiting for my beverage, and I just sort of...
But you're not laughing about it.
I'm not laughing. I feel your pain. Okay. I have spent 22 years in that frigid cold, and I shall never return.
Okay.
Casually looked over to my right as I was waiting for my beverage and quickly double-taked back next to me with the godlike Colton Haynes from Teen Wolf and currently Green Arrow was standing right next to me looking...
Is it Green Arrow
HD.
Or Arrow?
D.
Really?
Oh, Arrow. Maybe it's Arrow.
Yeah, HD.
Sorry. Arrow, not to be confused with Green Arrow.
Okay.
Arrow.
Yeah.
On the CW. Looking HD, he was incredible. He just as beautiful as I would imagine. I can't imagine there's much retouching that has to be done with him. He had a little scruff. He was wearing
HD is what, hot
glasses.
Damn?
Hot damn. Okay. High definition, hot damn.
Okay, very good. I just want to make sure I'm still hip with the kids.
Yeah. No, that's good. HD, hot damn. I think you just started to trend yourself there.
Oh,
hashtag
I did?
HD, hot damn.
So is it hot damn?
I was meaning high definition, but I do like hot damn. That's good. Hot damn, that's good.
Oh, for
HD, that's good.
All right, are you done?
Well, he just looked beautiful. Also, he's wearing glasses, and I feel like when celebrities, especially beautiful celebrities, put on something like glasses, you're like, oh my God, they're so real. He wears eyeglasses,
so if they
too.
Wear eyeglasses, you can consider them to be earthier than
he,
their contact
yes,
lens
definitely.
Counterparts.
And a little more down to earth. He didn't seem like a douche. I wasn't getting douchebag energy. And
was he alone?
He was alone. And his sexuality is unconfirmed. And so for a minute, I thought, oh my God, do I have to give him my phone number? I have to give him my phone number.
Because he could be gay, he could be straight.
He could be gay, he could be straight. And, you know, I don't care. I don't ask. I just say, hi, my name is JJ.
Did you try?
I didn't. I'm also
Why?
Trying not to be so aggressive all the time now in 2014. I'm being a little patient.
That's your motto for 2014, but don't be so aggressive.
You know, make them come to me a little bit as well. Patience.
Make them come to you in
make
2014.
Make them come to me. Maybe I'll see them again at the Starbucks, which, by the way, I always see celebrities there. So Melrose and Stanley. Get yourself there.
I'm about to out-gay you by about 200%.
I can't wait.
I go to a New Year's Day open house. Ooh. There's an annual New Year's Day open house at one of my favorite sources. She's a big-time music manager.
Mm-hmm. What does that mean, open house? Like just
so like she's an open house on New Year's Day. People come all day. She lays out a big spread.
Nice.
She cooks all New Year's Eve. That's what she does. She cooks.
Okay.
And she lays out like a ham and a giant turkey and lox and bagels and cake and other cake and cookies and mimosas. And it just goes on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And it's awesome. And people come in and out all day. So I get there and I'm all, hi, I'm alone. Because my husband is sick. So hi, I'm alone. Hi. And the host comes up and says, Leslie, would you like to meet Greg Louganis? And I said, yes.
Oh my God, he's so handsome.
And I kind of lost my shit. I really did. First of all, he's flawless.
My bad.
Gray hair now.
Mm-hmm, beautiful.
But inexcusably flawless.
Yeah, I
just
think he
flawless.
Looks better even with gray hair.
Oh my God. And he was very nice and he shook my hand. And then, you know, when you're in Hollywood, what you're supposed to do is immediately like introduce yourself to the next person because you just don't want to be focusing on the famous person.
Right.
So like there was another person. I'm like, hi. And then he kind of moved away. So I like very conscientiously went back to the conversation I was having and I maintained that conversation. I was very proud of myself.
And did you speak to him anymore the rest of the open house?
I didn't. I mean, my host was sort of near him when I went to say goodbye. So I think he might have waved or something, but that's about it.
Whoa.
But he waved flawlessly. I rated it like a 9.0 with a degree of difficulty.
Well, I think Greg Louganis and Colton Haynes would make a very attractive
couple.
What do they
Too
call
bad,
that?
Too bad because Greg Louganis got married last October. So,
well, congratulations, Greg Louganis.
Sorry, he's off the market. He's not going to come to you in 2014. So, okay. So it's time for my sound engineer / the man I sleep with to tell me who wins. Greg must get it. Yay, gold medal for Leslie Bernstein.
Fair enough.
All right. Time for the next question. Go for it.
Melody L. writes via Facebook, Leslie, I just saw a side-by-side photo on Facebook.
Yes.
It shows actor Ed O'Neill on Married with Children and then again on Modern Family. And their characters are both reading the exact same newspaper with the same photos and everything. Please explain how this is possible. Are there boxes and boxes of stock props somewhere when it comes to nondescript newspapers and magazines and TV and film?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes. The answer is yes. There is a motion picture prop house called Earl Hayes Press. If you want to look it up yourself, it's at The Earls, E-A-R-L-S, Hayes, H-A-Y-S, press.com. Mm. They are known specifically for their graphics and packaging departments. And that newspaper, which I am showing you right now to anyone with MP4 access to this podcast, that's one of the things that they supply. According to Greg Bilson, a contact of mine at another prop house called ISS, there are in fact boxes and boxes of this newspaper, this Earl Hayes Press newspaper, lying around, and prop masters often reach for them. Open quote from Greg Bilson. It could be that it was a paper that the prop master had in his or her kit, and when the actor suddenly wants to read a paper for his character on screen, it's what they would grab. There are so many things that happen that are never planned for during a shoot. You just adjust to it with what you have. He says there are lots of options if you want a newspaper prop. But that is one that is in many a prop master's kits, dating back to a time when there were not that many options. He also says there are endless options, but those options cost money. And some productions don't see the need to spend the extra money on having something custom made when you can just reach for the old Earl Hayes Press newspaper. close quote. So what I find interesting is that any actor on a TV show that's current is reading a physical newspaper. But right. I digress. That is the answer to that question. You're welcome. It is time now. Time for a blind item. It is a well-known fact that the clothing and jewelry that celebrities wear in films or in magazine photos do not belong to them. These are borrowed pieces worn just for a shoot. And then most of the time, the items are returned to the designers. They're treated as costumes. Sometimes, if the celebrity asks nicely, the items will be gifted to the stars, but not most of the time. It's also well known that many celebrities often walk away with props or costumes from movie or photo shoots, whether they are officially gifted to them or not. This is a story of one of those times.
Ooh.
A few years ago, a huge, huge comedic actor, multimillionaire, someone who has headlined some of the biggest number one comedies of all time, according to certain criteria, showed up for a photo shoot. In this photo, he also had his wife and a new baby. This was a commercial shoot, not like a private baby shower or anything. So everything was borrowed and staged. Lights, stylist came in with bunches of clothes, borrowed from top labels. Stylist even found a piece of clothing for the infant to wear just for the shoot. It was an heirloom that had been in the stylist family for something like four generations. I think you know where this is going. After the shoot ended, the stylist looked around for the garment and it was gone for weeks. Weeks. The stylist got on the phone, begged the comedian's people to return the sentimental piece of clothing. The actor in return said, "No, it's mine. I want it. I'm keeping it. It's mine. That's it."
What a dick.
Just like that. Wow. The actor finally did return the item, but only after something like 4 weeks of begging and freaking out on the part of the stylist.
When the baby was too big to even wear it anymore?
Maybe. Good luck guessing, because that's all I'm telling. So there.
My brain is worrying.
It's going to keep on. I think that the little mouse in there is going to have to keep on running. That's about that about... wraps it up for me this week, Baby Vegas. How can they reach me? Do you remember, or has it been too long?
Spectacular.
All right, let me hear it.
They can find you on Facebook.
Uh-huh.
The Femme Fatale.
Right.
They can tweet you at Femme Fatale Says.
Right.
They can email you old school.
At?
That one you're going to have to help me out with.
Leslie at thefemmefatale.com.
Gotcha.
Or they could go onto my website and there's a feedback form. They can do that there.
Heyo.
And what about you?
And the website again is?
Thefemmefatale.com. Don't you make me do the work.
Thefemmefatale.com.
Very good. Now, what if people still want to reach you for some reason?
You may find me on Twitter at babyvegas with a Z.
Very good. Thank you so much for listening. Talk to you next week.